This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Castro, C-A-S-T-R-O-L, first name, Aristal, H-E-R-I-S-T-A-L. The date of birth, August 29, 1977. Date of evaluation, February 5, 2026. The chief complaint, 48-year-old male with history of rheumatic fever, is seen for evaluation. The HPI. As noted, the patient is a 48-year-old male with history of rheumatic fever who reports severe anxiety and depression, period. He reports valvular heart disease, which prevents him from doing heavy workouts or lifting, period. He reports occasional chest discomfort, which he describes as if his chest is going to explode, period. He does not know what makes it better or worse, period. The past medical history includes one rheumatic fever, next number hypertension, next number HIV, next number anemia, past surgical history, gastric surgery / hernia surgery, medications, amlodipine, 10 milligrams one daily, losartan, 100 milligrams one daily, metoprolol, 50 milligrams one daily, atorvastatin, 10 milligrams one daily. Allergies, no known drug allergies, family history. On his father's side of the family, all the men die with CVA, mother died with lung cancer. Social history, he notes marijuana use, but denies cigarette smoking or alcohol use. Review of system. He has had weight gain, generalized weakness. He reports night sweats, period. Eyes, he has impaired vision. Oral cavity, he has bleeding gums. Neck, he has stiffness. Respiratory, he has cough. Cardiac, he reports palpitations. Gastrointestinal, he has had nausea. Genitourinary, he has frequency. Musculoskeletal, he has diffuse joint pains. Neurologic, he has had headaches. Psychiatric, he reports nervousness, depression, and insomnia. Physical examination, blood pressure 146/92, pulse 84, respiratory rate 20, height 67.2 inches, weight 217.8 pounds. In general, patient is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The extremities reveal trivial pitting edema only. The remainder of the examination is unremarkable. The impression, this is a 48-year-old male referred for disability evaluation, period. The patient is noted to have multiple medical problems, but is relatively clinically stable. At this point in time, he has no significant limitation. He is able to walk, lift, and perform activities without significant limitation, period. Functionally, he is felt to be New York Heart Association Class 1, period. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.
$10 a month.